salah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayah and guidance. In every raka'ah of every salah, we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and in Surah Al-Fatiha, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, O Allah, guide us to the straight path. And Surah Al-Fatiha is known as Surah Al-Ta'lim Mas'ala, a surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to teach us how to ask for. So in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how to make dua to Him and what we should make dua for. So in Surah Al-Fatiha, we start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. So the first three verses of Surah Al-Fatiha consist of the praise of Allah. So we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, the most merciful, the most compassionate, and the master of the day of judgment. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek assistance from. So after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we express our need and our neediness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first etiquette of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to praise Him, and the second etiquette is to show one's neediness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, we are in need of you. And after expressing one's need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person starts asking for what he needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since the human being does not know what to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy and grace, teaches the human being what to ask for. And in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to ask only one thing from Him, not a lot of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to make dua, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, O Allah, guide us to the straight path. Because guidance is the most important need of a human being. A person is in need of hidayah more than food to get rid of his hunger. And a person is in need of hidayah more than clothes to cover his body. And a person is in need of hidayah more than a roof on top of his head. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills due to some reason, a person, he spends his entire life in poverty, and he does not have the opportunity to wear expensive clothes or to eat good food, and he spends his entire life in sickness. And he enters his grave in this condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask him on the day of judgment.